Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese,
or Filet-O-Fish.
You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 142, recorded on July 26, 2013. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And we are the Shaft.
Yeah.
That's what we are. Is that what we
Shaft.
Are?
Now what?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're the Dead Workers Party.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
we
do
are.
A show called The Shaft.
Yep, it's about
Should
Minecraft.
Explain to them what this is? So it's a podcast about the game Minecraft.
Really?
Yeah. So called The Shaft.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a nice family-friendly show name.
But it is.
It's short for Mineshaft.
Mineshaft.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we just got back from an awesome convention over the weekend called
ShaftCon.
We've been talking about PlayOnCon for months and months and months on this show, and we had a great, awesome time. Tons of friends, people that we've had on the show, met a lot of new people. And in fact, we have some people right here, right now.
Right here.
And we can talk to them about PlayOnCon. But we're also going to do a regular show. I mean, we have our doc here is full with stuff from our excellent friend Astragale.
Indeed.
So, and here's everybody. Everybody all at once say, what's a good word for them to say?
Shaft.
Everybody say shaft.
Shaft. Okay, talk about Minecraft.
Thanks for being on the show, guys. We'll talk with you later.
That was over.
Be here all night.
That's sure.
So, who all do we have on the horn? On the proverbial horn.
Pool Shark Wizard is here.
Pool Yay! Shark. Hello,
I'm
sir.
Lampetos Games. Hi,
Lampetos.
Chris W2K5.
Chris W2K5.
I know that guy.
No, you don't.
He's internet infamous.
Hey,
I heard something.
And I heard Gladfrog.
Gladfrog. Next. Yes. Next is
Bitburner is here.
Bitburner. You want some pieces?
High on definition.
High on definition.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Defer.
Got a Thanks dictionary. Next.
I mean, Rapid Ninja.
Rapito Ninja.
What was your other name?
To be said. He has another nickname.
Raking Ninja.
Raking. He's good with a rake.
Rake.
He's really good with yard work.
Yes.
Yogging.
And who else do we have?
Scaraban's here. That means anything.
Scaraban.
Hello, sir. And you were hanging out with Rob Moran a lot of the time, right?
Ooh. Yeah,
the Roman
Someone
party
else just popped in.
Oh, we got somebody else.
It's kind of a good people. Guy, yay! Though.
What's his name?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Mango.
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 Pink Mango in the house.
Hello, my Catan friend.
Hello, sir. Hello.
An RP.
RP
we
gamer.
We had a blast.
Wait, we're missing
99's here too.
Yep.
RP Gamer 99. Did we get everybody?
Two more.
There's a Grand River here, too.
Grand River.
It's like a clown car of Minecrafters.
Yeah.
Did you happen to sponsor this episode?
You will find out.
Well, we didn't do one last week, so.
Momentarily.
We'll find out after the break.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, last week he sponsored the Con Suite.
He did. He sponsored the Con Suite at Play on Con. It was the Watershed Con Suite.
That counts.
And, yeah, that's full of love right
there.
There
was water in there, too.
And there's food.
There was food.
Good.
Yes.
Yes. Lots of donuts and cookies. And they served the the pancake chowdown was in there.
Yeah. We had the meet and greet was in there as well.
Yeah.
So
most importantly, there was AC.
Yeah.
Really, really good AC.
That's why we stayed in the game room.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I know the walk between buildings was hot, but on the whole, like, every AC I ran into worked pretty well.
It was,
yeah.
On the whole, it did feel good.
Yes. Ours was set to 60 the whole weekend.
That was just wrong.
Note to self, don't wear long sleeves next year.
Until the drive home.
I almost wore a black jacket.
So I have a question for you. Did any of you have a bad time at PlayOnCon?
It was terrible.
Where's the crickets?
Besides Clyde, he hates everything.
It was like the most comfortable I've felt in my skin in a long time, I think.
And out of it. Well, that was the pool, but we'll get to that.
I felt your skin, too.
And there's Freckles!
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 Hey!
Hey!
Oh, my
we
God.
We got a girl on
how
here.
How many more people can we fit in this call?
There's 13, 14 including us, 15, 16 total.
Wow.
The biggest podcast ever.
Yeah.
Yay. We will not disseminate any information whatsoever.
Wait, we're about to add one more. Hold on.
What am I holding?
Hey, Freckles, did you have fun at the con?
Yes.
Would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is, oh my God, that was really terrible, and 10 is, I want Play on Con to have my babies, where would it fit?
I would say the parts I remember probably hovered around 8.5 or 9, and probably the parts I don't remember were at least 10.
But
what's up, guys?
In 9.5 weeks, you'll be having the PlayOnCon Con baby. Is that the right math?
G-Man.
Oh, did you?
Who did we get in the
what's
call?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Who did we get?
Is that
we got the nerd?
Is that G-Man?
The
noob.
G-Man, the noob.
God.
Nerd. Excellent. We have the new.
I don't
nerd
know. County
so we got the nerd and
Mango
the noob.
Greg looks so much alike.
That's not fair, Chris.
It's true though. Well, as soon as I turn around, I'd be like, Mango. No.
After all those Catan games.
I love that there was a YouTube video of me on earlier doing archery that wasn't me.
Yeah. Yeah. I fixed the title.
You got to get them right. Yeah.
Sure. Are we forgetting one more person? Is it Lampetos?
We got Lampetos.
Lampetos.
I introduced myself.
Here. Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I thought just I did. Sure. Maybe that was a figment of my imagination.
So is your dad there, too?
My dad?
Yeah.
No, he's asleep.
Because that was epic.
He was
turning
cool.
around in a game of, what's the dirty card game?
Cards
Against Humanity. And you like having to talk about guzzling stuff in front of your dad. That was great.
Guzzling Kool-Aid.
He didn't know what some of the words meant, so we all got to explain it to him with his dad there. That was pretty great.
Yeah.
That was the most uncomfortable I've seen my dad in a very long time.
Your dad had a good
you should
time,
have seen
though.
Him in the pool yeah, later did. On.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. We got his pants off, and he was in the Katamari and everything.
He's like, is this what that card like, meant earlier? We're like, no, not in the pool.
And actually, if you get a card that says swooping, you got to look it up. That was the best. That was the best. You got to Google the word swooping when you're playing.
No,
game.
I'm going to tell my audience, do not do that.
No.
Don't Google that.
Says, do not look up swooping.
Googling now.
No.
You got to wait till you're playing the game.
Yeah.
Let's head out.
Isn't that just a bird flying down?
Sure.
That's what
sure.
I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
That's how that's I'm what we'll call it. Good to think about to
yeah. work.
So we had a good time at PlayOnCon. We saw there were a few other people that were there that aren't in this call. We had Seth Bling there, Good.
Yep.
We had Mark IRL.
Mm-hmm.
We had OMG Chad.
Oh yeah.
Who else showed up?
Bitburner.
Bitburner's in the call.
He's in the call.
Is he? Hi, Bitburner.
Hello.
There's so many people.
Yeah.
Blame the controller.
Dire Dwarf.
Dire Dwarf.
Vance. What's no wait.
Van Ryder. Vaughn. Yes. Vaughn.
Zul'jin.
Vaughn Ryder LP. Yes.
I kept calling him Vance.
Zul'jin.
Zul'jin was cool.
Legolad and Scruffed.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Be Minecrafty.
Spencer and his dad.
Are we just going down the registration list?
I don't know. Like, I could pull that up. I have access to that.
Steve.
Yeah, my heart sunk today though when we got the email from Dan. They said, "Hey, y'all still
like
owe a room for a night."
Yeah, Joe Hills.
Joe Hills.
He brought his wife and baby, so we saw him some of the time.
I think the baby was more popular than Joe Hills this year.
It's not surprising. That is a
happy, happy baby.
Really cute baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Met a lot of new people, too, which was really cool. Everybody was very, very friendly.
Yep. There were a lot of people who had never been to a con that came for the first time. And we have
there's one in the call.
And we
I'm raising my
there's
hand.
Two, three,
there's
four.
A couple of them.
We spoiled them rotten. I think we spoiled them rotten.
Yeah, Michael was there. Yep.
Michael. Yeah, that's right. Michael Mines.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a summer camp I wish I would have had when I was young, but not.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been weird to me
to
see
that when we were young.
Those old people.
Yeah, Hero Brian was there too.
I definitely could not hold my Notch, that well Notch when was I was there. Young.
Yeah, Notch was there.
He flew in with his on his chopper.
Yeah. Notch just had a
black,
Notch
all black.
He had a Notch mask.
Directly unmarked into the chopper.
speaking of people who fly in on choppers,
that Alice was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, OMG Chad was there. I'm still PO'd. I didn't get to say bye to Alice. I thought she was going to be there later the next day, and they're like, oh, she went out early.
Oh, she took off at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, we had a nice breakfast at the airport. Yeah,
some country cooking.
So,
yeah.
Maybe we should move on to this next part of the show where we talk about the sponsors.
Who's sponsored?
And if you want to sponsor the show, you can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor and sponsor an episode. Leave us a little message that we'll read on air. And if you do a business sponsorship, we'll even put a link up in the show notes to your server and or business.
Yeah, I'm working with RP. I say working with, like RP Gamer's doing the work. But he's taking over the admin of the server, and we're getting to where if you sponsor through the top links that you'll actually get like a title on the server and stuff.
Possibly.
RP's in the call, but he's AFK, I think.
Hey, RP, can you make it so that Core Elements can get a sponsorship too? That would be pretty cool.
I don't think he has that power.
That's all up to Brett.
But hey, there he is.
So our first sponsor was Super Awesome.
Who's in the chat?
That's B Minecraft. He was at PlayOnCon.
Yep. That's right. Kirk was there too.
Yep. And he says, "Long live Jerry! Viva Pinata!"
Oh yeah.
And for those who don't know, Robert Moran brought a pinata named Jerry to the convention, and he won the POC presidential competition and will be the POC president for POC 7 2014.
Well, the best part about that is he actually spent $60 to buy him a con badge too, so that he could legally run.
He did. That's not why he bought it though. He bought it just to have a badge for Jerry. And then
upset ever.
Yeah.
So he said he bought it.
There's not candy in him next year. I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, he bought it at Target for $20.
There's going to be about 10,000 Jerry's next year, so
yeah.
At least one of them may have candy.
I thought Jerry was supposed to be the in-studio guest.
Well, and that's just it. Jerry is going to come here and live in the studio eventually. I wasn't able to bring him this week. Mm-hmm. So, but he's at my house right now, hanging out.
He's still inaugurating him.
Huh?
There's not 144 bitter people in the chat room right now.
I'm pretty sure he's still hungover.
He might be.
He might be.
Then we can beat the crap out of him.
That's terrible.
Yeah, take the candy out.
What you do to pinatas? You beat the crap out of him.
Why don't you read our next sponsor?
So, Rome. Happy first anniversary, sweetie, on July 13th. Love you lots, Carti. Time flies, especially when you're listening to the Shaft podcast.
Nice. Happy first.
Yeah. So,
you want to read the last one there, Mr. Eric?
Sweetie. Yes. This one is sponsored by Braden and Brian, who says, "Happy birthday in a few days, Wes. Long live Dick Clark."
Indeed.
Long live
My birthday is at the end of the month. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be older.
Older.
Older. Graham is older.
So we also have a couple of server sponsorships here. The first one here is from Ender Workbench, who says, I upload Minecraft cinematics, machinimas, and more on my YouTube channel, Ender Workbench. DWP, please check me as well.
We will
I guess
do
if
that.
We go travel, we'll check them. Thanks.
And lastly, we have the Watershed.
Yay!
Yay! You can go to mc-thewatershed.net. It is a 2,500 square kilometer survival slash RPG world with Townie, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game strings, cookies, cupcakes,
and Grand River.
Grand River.
Oh, no, and we met him in R.I.L.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Real in life.
Uh-huh.
That works.
Good chap.
I don't know that really deserved that, but yeah, I gave it to you anyway.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, also...
How about let's get out of here?
Let's do that.
All right.
Yikes. Ow. Yes. That is what they are.
Our journeys.
I think we've pretty much been talking about most of our journeys.
Yeah, I mean, our journey is... I have just like one little story. It's the pool story.
Okay.
I mean, it's a clean pool story.
A clean one.
It's chlorinated. It was clean
it
in there.
Exists.
So we're swimming around.
Also, it's not about PlayOnCon.
So like we're swimming around a couple hours each night. It was really fun. I hadn't actually swam in a pool in years and years. Like I don't even remember the last time. So I was like, I'm getting in this time. Every convention I go to, people go swim. And I don't know why I don't get in, but this time I did. And it was so much fun. There's music going on. There's like so many people out there. I kept feeling like it was like some, like a MTV Spring Break or something going on. And it was really cool. late at night, one of the nights, this big mob of people that basically starts with like one person on a raft. And then a couple of people swimming around and pushing this person that's on a raft. And then more people cling on and more people cling on. And I was seeing this big thing floating around the pool. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I wonder what they're doing. And it kept getting closer and closer to me. And finally, some legs come out and grab me. And like I became one of them, and I'm like, oh, that's what's happening.
I said this was a clean story.
So it's like a Katamari. You know, if you've never played Katamari, it's basically a PS game, which basically it's this little guy who rolls around this ball of trash, and you keep adding trash to it, and the ball gets bigger and bigger. So it was happening in the pool, and so after they grabbed everybody in the entire pool, and they were just this big mass of swimming like globule. Then it was done, and then I heard somebody that was on the raft, like the king of it, I guess, or whatever, and was like, okay, release. And everybody just releases and swims out, and it just kind of broke up. I was like, that was a cool phenomenon right there. That was pretty awesome.
No, he's not lying. They really did grab everybody in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got scary.
Like, it was scary because I actually broke my arm the second night that game was played.
Yeah,
I'm in a cast now.
Whoa. Oh,
no, what? Wow. It was just a spray.
Oops. Yeah, wow. I thought so too.
Wow.
Yeah, so good times, but paying for it now.
Wow, that's crazy. Huh.
The best part is she didn't know it was broken until 3 days after the event.
Until after I went and shot pool the next
night. That's how good the booze was.
Yeah.
Also, Ben Burner.
At PlayOnCon Summer Camp?
Yeah.
By like 20 people. He's crazy.
I broke my arm in a human Katamari. That's an interesting story.
The worst part was having to admit to my doctor that I didn't know exactly what I did to it. X-ray for me anyway.
Did he give you a penicillin shot while you were at it?
Maybe he's like a 20th level wizard or something.
Fireball. So also, Bitburner played an awesome set during Club Ravine. It was kind of a rave action. There was a lot of glow sticks and dancing around and stuff like that. And that was really cool.
Yeah,
I really liked that night. That was excellent.
We let a lot of people down, though, because I recorded it, but we couldn't stream it. And a lot of people were like, where's the stream
at? Yeah, we couldn't even
That's my fault. That is my fault.
I was going to ask, Bid, do you want to restream it and like have a...
Yeah, we're going to do match? Something. We're going to do something here pretty soon. Another one where we're just pick a night and have a little Club Ravine action.
Yeah, hey, good.
We got to do a Minecraft server version of POC. Just so that everyone who couldn't come gets to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That's
I feel like someone cool. should recreate the camp in Minecraft.
Yeah. Yeah, this Katamari
this
in the
be
pool.
Done.
Yeah.
There sounds like a weekend project to me.
We need a Katamari mod now.
Yeah.
For MineCon, there's like, what, about 50 like MineCon server parties going on that week, and they're all like trying to get people to make booths and stuff for it. I think we're going to be on one, apparently.
Yeah.
Or hey, two. Where?
Online.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's online like version.
Yeah. So why not an online POC?
Yeah.
I totally support should. This.
There's not that many buildings to make anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make them all out of wood.
To build are extremely easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. I mean, I'll just pick those two stories. I could go on and on, but what was your highlight?
Well, we had Iron Bartender.
Yep.
And Pool Shark, do you have an Iron Bartender video up?
Not yet. I still need to
it's
edit.
It's deaf, right?
Mine's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Full thing. And I was worried because of the music, but it didn't catch it.
So yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because there's some Iron Chef music in the background. But anyway, Iron Bartender was a lot of fun. We had some really amazing concerts this weekend. Like we had the Extraordinary Contraptions. They're like a steampunk band, and they were so high energy and so awesome. Professor Shy Guy played,
awesome.
Yeah, he does great chiptunesy a lot, but live music, not like pre-recorded stuff. And then Sean Hagler played. He's kind of like he's a mix between Billy Joel and
Ben Folds.
Yeah. And then we had the Green Seed, which is this awesome Birmingham hip hop band, and they ended up judging the Rock Band competition, and were hilarious. Oh my God, they were so funny. And I think they're going to try to come back next year. I'm really looking forward to that. We had some great panels, some great events. The costume contest was great. I had a blast. I also had never participated in the pool party. I jumped in one night last year.
Oh, okay.
And this year, every single night, as soon as I was done, I went and got in my swimsuit, I got in the pool, and I stayed in the pool until the sun, till I started to see the sun starting to, like the sky got a little bit lighter.
We got achievements for being in the pool when the sun came up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And right when the sun started, and then I would be like, you're not going to get me, man! And I would run back to my room and go to bed. Because me and the sun, we argue.
Yeah.
We don't agree.
Yeah, not friends.
The improv was awesome, too.
Oh, yeah. The comedians, yeah.
It was Mark IRL, amazing. And one of the funniest things, I think, was the flip. I have video on it, so that's probably going to be the next video that I put up, is the flip. It's absolutely hilarious.
Nice.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, High on Definition won the Minecraft building contest.
Oh, that's right.
There were three
second
of them.
Place. It was only second place.
Oh, that's right. Second place.
Hey,
second
still. Place.
And we had three build competitions.
Yeah.
I ran one every day. Well, I didn't run it. I delegated that authority to other people. But
and the judges were Good, Blame the Controller, and Seth Bling.
Yeah.
And
Joe Hills judged one.
Yeah. Joe Hills.
Yeah, he judged the 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. one.
Oh, okay.
Seth Bling ran a Redstone workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. A lot of people went to that.
We did some panels.
Yep.
We did, one of them was How to Podcast.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of fun. It was kind of a small panel, but it was fun. And then the other one was, we were going to do the Shop Podcast. We were going to do this episode right here, but we didn't. didn't have internet, and we had some technical problems with recording and acoustics and mics and stuff. So we just did a live podcast with a lot of people on there.
Goob's
on there.
Joe Hills.
Yeah.
And Michael.
And Michael, yeah. And then me and Brent. And that was pretty good, too.
Kind of a Minecraft combo.
It was just kind of a Minecraft general panel, I guess it kind of turned into. But it's pretty good. And then how to monetize your videos. Good was in on that.
Yeah.
I forget who else. A lot of panels. So what's your story of the week, Brent?
I can't tell stories. No. I had a lot of fun with the pool party. I thought it was funny after the iron bartender, Dan, who is basically, I guess, the head honcho.
Yeah, he's the event director, the whole Play On Con event director.
He was, his persona was Dick in the Box.
Yeah.
Guy from SNL.
It's my Dick in a Box.
And so that's like all you would say. But the funniest part, I thought, was after the iron bartender, it was the pool party, and he put on this mix that was all these songs, and every one of them was about a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to start bleeping? My dick.
Luckily, there was enough time in between that and work on Monday or on Tuesday where I wasn't like sitting at my desk like singing those songs because I they were really catchy.
Yeah,
and I just thought I'd sing them.
Album you could buy somewhere.
There is. It's on Bandcamp.
It's on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Okay. It's free.
I was looking
actually
on SoundCloud for
it's free.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's free.
Yeah, it's a free album.
It's got like 25 tracks.
You guys should stream with it.
Anything was appropriate for the pool.
The funny thing about it was like it took a while for it to sink in. Like the people closest to the speakers figured it out first, and I was right there. And instantly, when he started playing, I went, "These are the My Dick songs.
Yeah,
I know these songs.
You showed me that album like months ago.
Yes. Well, yeah. Dan found it from me.
Oh, okay.
I showed it to Dan. It is my fault. It was played at the pool.
That's what I was thinking. Actually, yeah. It's your fault.
It is. It's all my fault.
Thanks a lot.
But it was hilarious because like people would slowly start figuring out and laughing, and then like also like people would get sick of it, and then a good song would come on that was all My Dicked Out.
Yeah.
And they would just start laughing all over again because it was 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know?
We weren't sure at first. We just thought maybe we were really f***ed up and hearing things wrong.
Yes. Good call on the wristbands past midnight. That was...
Yeah.
Yeah. I missed so much because I was doing Magic tournaments all weekend. I don't think I missed a single Magic tournament, but I missed like, oh man, I missed a ton of stuff, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, but... like things I want to do, especially in the theater. That little theater was cool.
Yeah, it was.
I would like to see the more movies like late at night, you know, and stuff.
Well,
like,
and that's just it. You know, we did the POC Film Festival, and not many people put in like gaming videos.
I forgot about that.
So we didn't run a game, but some of the movies he got. Well, first off, we showed Minecraft: The Story of Mojang. We ended up showing that 3 times because people kept wanting to see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And then also there was Zach Cooper's epic speed run. Hilarious. Really, really funny stuff. Mm. There was one called I Heart Monster Movies, which was all about like people who like horror films, you know. Mm. And then there was another one called True Bromance. It was about Buzz from Home Alone. He lived in a house with his parents, and it was a fake documentary of his quest because he wanted to meet and fall in love with Condoleezza Rice. And it was about him traveling, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding you. Like, I showed it to some people, and they're like, "This is everything I've always wanted in a movie."
Speaking of the Mojang movie, I was at Freckles' party. Showed up rather late at, but here it was an epic party, and they're taking pictures, and all suddenly this couple turns to me, and they go, "Were you in that documentary that they played over there?" We were the only people in there watching it, but I swear we saw you. And I was like,
that's right. We're famous.
So that was cool. Speaking of Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Let's pull that down a second because I got to play an audio clip.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Do you want to go to Minethon 3?
That 72-hour Minecraft marathon?
Yeah, for Able Gamers Charity.
Why would I donate to charity?
Well, Able Gamers is pretty cool. They use video games to improve the lives of people with disabilities, and you don't even need to donate. Mindthon 3 has a bunch of free Twitter raffles. But if you donate just $15 or more, you'll be whitelisted on the Mindthon 3 server.
Okay, that actually sounds pretty cool.
It's totally cool. There's a 72-hour build competition and a bunch of games like Paintball on the Walls. Bashiverse and a bunch of YouTubers will be there too.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
I told you. And it all starts this Friday, August 2nd at 11 a.m. PST. All you have to do is go to mindthon.com.
Alright, but what if I don't have an internet connection?
Oh. You're screwed then.
No!
Mindthon 3 goes live this Friday, August 2nd at 11 a.m. PST at mindthon.com. Be there and be square.
And be square.
And be square.
Oh, yeah. I like it. That was awesome.
And be cube.
That was good. I like that one.
Mindthon.com.
Yes.
So everybody check out Mindthon.
Type it in.
We always try to help out how we can with Mindthon, and it usually ends up
third year.
Yeah, well, they're doing it different this year. They're going to do it twice a year now. I guess once a year wasn't enough for them.
Yeah.
So they're doing it now in August, and I think again in when is it? They do
in,
it? December is normally
February. Around Christmas.
And then we normally donate stuff that we get to them 6 months later. But
like my Jeb photo.
Yeah, but people got their stuff right. Mm-hmm. Eventually.
It's you all know, it took a year to get my poster.
It's all Eric's fault.
Yay.
Well, apparently it takes me 6 months to get it to them, and then them 6 months to get it to the other people.
Yeah.
Still yeah. Awesome.
It's the Canadian mail system.
Yeah.
That was sitting in the back of your
head. Dog sled is very slow.
Yes, dog sleds are slow. Speaking of slow.
Is that a segue?
Lootcrate.com/deadworkers code
is
D-A-D.
Not slow.
It's once a month. That's kind of slow.
Well, it depends.
But it's well worth the wait.
It is.
Yeah,
well worth the wait.
You get free geeky swag. Well, not free. You get geeky swag every week.
Well, this month it was kind of like a video game high school like box. So I've never actually watched it. Got the full DVD. Oh.
Well, season 2, stickers. Episode 1 came out today, so it's good
timing.
So
I'll be able to watch that and, you know, sell it on eBay, something like that.
Yeah.
Then so, yeah, go do that. Do we have any news to talk about?
We sure do.
Do we want to play the bumper first or just talk about the
news? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, Eric should not be in charge of the bumpers.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
No.
Not that. Sorry. I'm still learning to play.
God, sorry. Freaking recorder.
Sorry about that.
I think my ears are bleeding.
So apparently we have a crap ton of news since we didn't do any last week. So let's go through this. First one here. Despite removing Minecon from its online calendar, I don't know if y'all heard about that flubub.
We talked about it in this show.
The Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, told one would-be attendee that it would be held there in November. An email inquiry from Simon White about the event resulted in a member of the center staff telling him that Minecon 2013 will take place at the OCCC. Despite this info provided by Simon, Astrogali would like to point out that the venue isn't officially official until Mojang announces it themselves, so no lawsuits. And I think we can say it's official. I mean, it's been on, like, websites and stuff. It's official.
No, so do they haven't. We can get
absolutely official.
I'm not
tickets
buying.
Coming any day now.
Yep.
Before the
I
end of July.
I think they said at the end of next week they're announcing when tickets are going on sale.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
We just played a bumper for this, Minecon 3. Hey, it's weird how they both go together like that, like peanut butter and jelly. Wah.
I've made that mistake.
Thought you'd have to wait until December for Minecon 3? Well, Ethan Smith and company are holding it on August 2nd. Y'all heard the bumper, so we'll move on.
Yay.
So,
LEGO is releasing two more Minecraft sets.
How many?
Two more Minecraft sets.
sorry, didn't catch that.
They're releasing do.
Oh, okay.
More, and they are the village and the nether. The village will contain blocks for building proper little Minecraft houses. Can you tell a Brit wrote this stuff? A proper little Minecraft house.
Yeah. I bet he's chuffed with himself.
Yes.
He's chuffed. He's totally chuffed.
Yes. Definitely chuffed.
As well as there'll be a pig, a villager, and zombie micro mobs. The nether set has netherrack, gravel, and lava blocks. Lava blocks.
Lava blocks.
Lava.
Plus a nether portal, two ghasts, and a zombie pigman. And the sets are scheduled to go on sale on September 4th at $34.99.
That's so cool. Just to be clear, these are micro sets?
These are Lego sets.
No, like the micro builds like the first one was?
Yes, I'm assuming they are.
Micro mobs.
I never put mine together. Like, it's still sitting in a box on my shelf. It feels,
it's just something nice to have.
It feels weird opening up and actually building it. You know, it's kind of like opening up, like opening up a comic book that's in mint condition. You know? You just look at it, you're like,
no,
should I build it?
Like, I have a bunch of Bruce Campbell toys that I'm never going to open because I want to keep them all clean. That way I can hang them up on the wall and they can look at me through the plastic and be like, I wish I was out there with you, Eric.
Yeah. Don't we all
come alive like in all those kids movies?
Yeah.
Except they just suffocate in the packaging because you never open them.
Oh no, they're there crying. Suffering.
So is do we have any Feed the Beaster still in chat? I saw Slowpoke earlier and
yep.
We got
Slowpoke's in there.
Apparently we have some Feed the Beast Drama.
Drama.
I don't know what this is about. It's just in the show notes, I'm just reading it. There's been some infighting between modders, I guess, in the Feed the Beast mod pack. I don't know if this is this is bound to happen. I mean, 70 mods, that's a lot of people working together. So
it's ridiculous.
Anyway, here's the situation in a nutshell. Greg of Greg Tech Nerf logs to only produce two planks, not four. M. Dio edited their own mod, Tinker's Construct, to override this change, as TC is bound to have four planks per logs, and Greg changed Greg Tech to crash the entire Minecraft client if Tinker's Construct is detected. Like, it's a war of, like, programming. Yes. Like, that's never fun. That's not a good thing to get into there, is it? So anyway, Slowpoke weighed in, and I agree with this here. He said that coders who do this are effectively shipping malware as part of their mod, and if such code isn't removed, then the mod will no longer be included in the mod pack. So when the dust settled, it emerged that two mod packs will replace FDB Ultimate, Unleashed with the Tinker's Construct and Unhinged with Greg Tech. Which one has Zycraft? Is it which one is that in both of them?
Soren, you in the chat room?
For full details of what's in each pack, there's a handy list, and we'll link to that in the show notes. So give them both a try.
Now, this is the one thing that I have a problem with, okay? Like, don't get me wrong. I can understand writing a mod, but when you take something basic that's in Minecraft and mess with it, like, okay, you don't get two planks, four planks, you get two. It seems like you're at fault for taking that step in the first place.
Yeah.
Am I being a jerk to think that?
Greg, stop messing with stuff.
Yeah. I mean, sounds, I understand wanting to balance your mod and everything if you think that. I mean, but really, are planks an issue?
Well, I'm pretty sure Greg in the original. Now, you know, Slowpoke, you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but in the original Greg Tech, he wanted like a robo foot to come out and kick you in the nuts every time you build something.
I think I remember him talking about that, actually.
So. You know, changing some blanks, not a huge issue. But no, I agree with you. Like, that's a basic step. Like, it's kind of like you're based everything off this product that's in the original engine.
Yeah.
And now if people go mess with that, well, how can you make mods work together? Like, there's 400 mod, or there's billions of mod makers out there. That number may be wrong, too. Don't quote me on it. But if they all think that trees are going to drop four planks, and then someone comes along and goes, no, my trees are going to only drop two. Well, maybe there should be special Greg Tech trees.
Yeah. Now, that's not a bad idea. And maybe
have his own wood, right?
Well, that's another thing. Like, I know that in some of the mods, like if you get certain like for instance, copper bars, there are different kinds of copper bars depending on the different mods that you have, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I believe that's sort of what Feed the Beast does, is go in and make sure those work.
Right.
Together.
Right.
Because there'll be different item numbers, right?
Right.
And so then you have like two different copper bars.
So maybe Greg Tech should require Greg Tech special wood planks. You know what I mean? And then that way this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Right? Mm, and that way people could still, you know, make their wooden bridges, you know, four wide. I don't know. Seems logical to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm looking at you. Looking at you, Greg.
Let's so remember how you're going to be on the show next week, Greg?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. So. Okay, so this next thing here, we have a contest to create Papercraft World. 57 Digital, the creators of the Minecraft Papercraft Studio for iOS and now on Android, are holding a contest for the best Papercraft diorama with some cool prizes to be won. The grand prize, an iPad Mini. Xbox 360 with Minecraft plus a $50 Jinx gift card. Second place comes in with an iPod Touch 32 gig with apps plus another $50 Jinx gift card. And third place, a solo $50 Jinx gift card.
Those are decent prizes.
Yeah.
Those are. And although the contest detail says you should get their app in order to enter, this isn't actually necessary. That's a little tip from Astro Golly. Save you a little money. An inquiry by the Crystal Crow resulted in 57 Digital's director Jamie Chapman saying, "Anyone who deserves to have access to an iDevice or Android device is still welcome to enter the contest. There are many other places to obtain paper crafts, and whilst we encourage the use of our app, where possible, we're accepting entries from anyone, regardless of if they are using the app or not."
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Bravo, bravo. Yeah, good, yeah, sir. Yeah, good show, sir. Yeah, good show.
That's actually pretty cool. I'm really terrified of the papercraft thing we would make.
We made like a huge creeper. Yeah. That was papercraft.
We made it.
Yeah. Okay, we had someone make us a huge creeper.
It rhymes with we. His name is Lee.
Yeah, it's more like foam craft.
Yeah. Really. So, Minecraft style hope on the horizon? Question mark. On Sunday, Captain Sparkles announced that rather than trying to get Minecraft style reinstated on YouTube, he is going to upload a new tweaked version tomorrow.
Does this mean 2% slower?
Maybe. However, he was told yesterday by a YouTube engineer that next Tuesday they're rolling out a fix to fix the verification bug, which was preventing him from properly fighting back.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Okay. So now he's debating with himself about uploading the new version or fighting the good fight to rescue the old version. We will keep you posted.
He's a self.
Jordan, you're out there on the front lines of parody, man.
Yeah. Good luck.
Go get
him,
Sparkles.
Yeah, that's cool.
Go forward, young Sparkles Walker. We support you.
That was like a kind of a
ride
Star
forth
Wars reference.
Into the night.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose next week we'll have an update with that. We'll let yours know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. But until then,
time for listener contributions.
Yeah. Did somebody burp during that bump?
No.
That was,
yes. Okay. Was nice.
This segment is sponsored by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free book today, along with a 30-day free trial.
I just got the next three books in the Myth series. Can't wait to listen to them.
Really?
Great series.
I was over here doing a bit, and you just totally interrupted it.
Blues there? Is that? Yeah.
See, and now we're like waving in the chat room. God. Audibletrial.com/theshaft. Support the show. Get a free audiobook. And if you subscribe, you get stuff.
Yeah. Don't read books. Listen to them.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for those of you dreading players. The like 5 billion pages of George R. R. Martin's Game of Thrones, ooh, they have that on Audible as well. So go check that out.
Yeah. So if you're reading the book,
sucker.
By the way, Hitman in the chat room said, "You have my axe, Sparkle Baggins."
Nice. That's pretty good.
Okay, so these next two listener contributions are kind of related, but guest on the show. So this first one here is from Little Hurt Gamer, who says, how come you haven't ever had a Minecraft Pocket Edition YouTuber on the show? There are plenty of popular and good ones out there, such as Tyler Dye, or Tie-Dye Videos, who just hit 20,000 subs, or Jack Frostminer, who has 92,000. I would love to have either one.
Honestly,
on.
I didn't know that there were any big pocket YouTubers. I mean, that's, you know, I always kind of felt like it was the more cumbersome, more hard to record, and less entertaining to watch, frankly. But I'm totally wrong. If there's, we would love to. That way we can see what that's all about, right? I mean, that's that's cool.
Yeah, so tweet them. Tell them yes.
And those are,
we want them on here.
Yeah.
Really, the hardest part about getting guests on the show is getting into contact with them in the first place. And and then setting it up. So if you can help us out and get in touch with either one of these guys, we would love to have them on the shizzo.
That's cool. Well, thank you.
And the show. The second one here is from Columbus Pope, who says, please get Jeff and Gavin on the shaft. They are Minecraft Xbox experts. It's not fair you only do PC channels. P.S. Still a big fan. Thanks for your hard work. Same thing goes for these guys. How do you get in touch with them without hacking their accounts?
Well, that's a good one. We'll go after the Pocket Edition and Xbox YouTubers. That's a great idea.
And then after that, the Android version.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the same as Pocket Edition, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not? Do it all at the same time. It'll be a big fun show.
All right. So this next one is for Munchies Yum.
Yum.
Munchies Yum.
Munchies Yum. Yum.
Munchies. Says,
hey, guys. Heard? When I heard you guys were doing the Star Wars map for Minecraft, I made you a thumbnail. You now have full ownership of the picture and the Photoshop file. Hope you use them. Heart US.
Oh,
check it out.
I really like this.
And for those who aren't aware, we have started doing the Minecraft, and Brent is Chewy, and Eric is Solo.
And Eric Solo.
Yeah.
You're Chewy Copeland.
And I'm
Princess Wilson.
Wilson, yes.
This is great. Look at it. And you're all bunned up. You got the buns. You got the little, like, goatee thing. Oh, okay, so... I think I'm going to re-upload the thumbnail.
Okay,
to be
that's
this.
Pretty cool.
I'm gonna add a number on it though, on the corner though. Yeah. But this is awesome. Thank you very much. That's excellent.
But we've been having fun doing that. I think we got 8 total episodes in this one.
Seven total.
Seven epic. So who all in the chat room has already seen it? Everybody, hands in the air, right?
Hands in the air.
And this, if you haven't, you should go right now. So some of the funny stuff, I think.
And this is like a year, and like we've been talking to, you know, Paradise Decay, like saying that we're gonna do the map. We never do. And of course, if you listen to the show, you'll know that, like, you know, we've always wanted to do it. We just never did it.
Whoa! Someone's breathing heavy.
And so we finally did it, and it's great. A whole lot of fun, and it's really kind of like revived us in the whole Minecraft adventure thing. So we're gonna keep going like hardcore. We're gonna try to record, possibly if we can, one a week, and then put them out one every other day right now, unless we have a bunch in the can.
Yeah,
and then we can do it like every day a new episode
of a different series.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's so much fun. So cool. Love it.
And I just laugh every time I see us in costume. I think we just do it's hilarious.
Yeah. Also, Paradise Decay put out a trailer for the movie that he's been working on for quite a while, and that's the full shot by shot Star Wars movie done in Minecraft.
Which I just got official approval from Paradise Decay for the Dead Workers Party. We can have a screening of it.
Oh, that's going to be the greatest.
Big wall. We can play the Star Wars in the background.
Nice.
And actually watch the full thing.
That's perfect.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, cool. Well, thank you. Thank you, Munchies Yum. And also, thanks for the Photoshop file. That's actually pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
And here's one from Freak It Games, 19,993. Man, how many times did he try that?
Oh, 18,500.
18,501. He goes on to say to Eric Fullerton, I love the song In Search of Diamonds so much. I can't listen to an episode of The Shaft without listening to the song first.
That's awesome.
At least it wasn't like I can't play with the shaft. Woo! Here all night, folks.
All night.
Yeah.
That's,
and Bip
thank
did
you.
An awesome remix of it too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
It's like a chiptune version of it. He played at the con during the rave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Really good. And actually, let's go ahead and link that too in the
show
notes, so you can download it. It's a free download. It's on BitBurner's SoundCloud account. We'll link to that. Should I put a little link to little note here? But yeah, well, thank you, Freakit Games 19993. Did I say that right?
19,993. Right. You're gonna get a different guy if you just say 19993.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
That's right. Really plain. Fly around or something.
Is that a,
shoot each other.
Is that a chicken?
It is!
Excavation station.
Speaking of chickens, you can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty right now and watch all the videos about chickens you desire that are on Netflix.
I like eggs.
I like eggs.
I love Netflix.
There's plenty on there.
I like trains.
And
oh God!
I got chicken videos on my channel.
Yeah, he does
chicken videos, chicken vids. Sweet
so
chicken
our
vids.
Our first thing in excavation station is cave paintings. This was submitted by PlaySport Marine. If you enter a cave in a mountain biome, sometimes you should see writings on the walls or paintings. Maybe some of the paintings might mention or look like the infamous Hero Brine.
Dun, dun, dun!
Which, of course, would add to the lore of this ghostly apparition. I don't know. It's weird. Like, maybe.
Yeah, I'm kind of maybe.
Maybe.
I wouldn't want you to be able to, like, knock it down and take it home, right? Like, yeah. Paintings?
Yeah.
It would have to be blocks that when you knock down, they were gone.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, like, exploited, it would be annoying, but if it was something rare that you couldn't place, maybe
just like an extra aesthetic in the cave or whatever. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
As opposed to just bare stone walls all the time.
But I mean, to be honest about this, like after the first time you saw it, like would you stop and like even look at it ever again?
Yeah,
probably not, but.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But you would see that it's there, and it would just kind of add a little detail. But I don't know. Like, does Minecraft need any more detail? It's kind of cool that there's a lack of detail.
That would just be, like, blocky stick figures doing stuff.
I guess. You know. It has to be big pixels. I don't know. What do you think, Notch, under the table? Are you still down there?
Sure. I kind of like that.
Oh, well, okay. I guess if he kind of likes
it. You can never tell what he's going to say.
You never know.
Yeah, years and years of touching that thing over there.
Whoa.
And the iPad.
Oh, hey.
Taught me this. You never know what he's going to say.
At least he's not angry about it. I think Notch is in a good mood tonight.
Here we have one from our good friend, SRJ26, which...
Blue Vanilla.
Which Blue Vanilla Plus wrote lyrics to a song that you can get... right now, on iTunes, on the After Show Volume 3 that was released today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. But he wrote the lyrics for a parody for the Wagon Wheel song. It's called Stalk Me.
Tell us a little bit more about this album. After Show Volume 3, available on iTunes, Spotify, RDO, Amazon, wherever you'd like. It is an album with improv music that is recorded live before and after the shaft every week. And there's a couple of cover songs and a couple of written songs here and there, and it could be yours for a small price, or you could just stream it live on Spotify for free or Google Play. The After Show, Volume 3.
We're going to be up all night, guys.
I didn't catch that. What was it?
Nice. All right. So
anyway, he submitted Bad Beacon, No Biscuit. Mojang should let us create beacons with negative effects to be used by map and mod makers in dungeons to make them more challenging.
Bad Beacon, No Biscuit. I like it.
You can actually already put negative effects on beacons with MC Edit.
Yeah, you can already do that with some tools, and then.
But it'd be better in survival, so you could put one outside your friend's base.
Oh yeah, take that, friend. That's what you truly are.
That's what best friends do: drag each other down.
So I guess, I don't know, I guess if you can, I mean, that's kind of a hack job though, but you know, I don't know.
You're a hack job.
Your face is a hack job. Whoa.
Guys, I feel like we used to be friends.
Wouldn't you put that beacon in front of my house and ruin it all?
What is this? What is this? This beacon says brown noise. What does that mean?
Oh. That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
It was. It was kind of.
So we got another one here submitted by Avosk. He wants cauldrons as potion storage. They want to be able to dump potions into a cauldron to have quick access to potions without having to fill entire chests with them because the filled bottles don't stack. Each cauldron can only hold one type of potion, and if you try to mix it multiple types, it will result with the potion becoming worthless. Not exploding, that might be a bit griefy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like this. It's like a barrel for potions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A singular cauldron that holds a bunch of that stuff. Yes.
Yeah. I like
that. That's cool.
That's pretty cool, actually.
I can see that.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yes.
You know, you can already do this with beacons in the game with a few little modifications.
MC Edit.
Yeah, so MC Edit if it's a little hacky, but... Okay, this last one here.
Last one?
I guess I'll read it.
Oh, okay.
This comes from Craggy Town, or Craggy Town 11.
Craggy.
Craggy. Says, I had a silly idea. Zombie testificate should say things like, why didn't you save us? And you let us all die. You're not a real hero.
Yes. I'd be down for that because it's not, it's more of a rare occurrence that you see that. And it would just make you smile every time.
Like, or tear up and cry if you actually care about him.
Yeah.
Can't you change that in the resource packs now, though?
Yeah, but...
Yep. I think it'd be all zombies.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Right? Unless they make it
all zombies, then.
Yeah, they'd have to make
it.
And
of course, there'd be that one guy who spawns like 500 of them, and it'd just get really annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So something like that.
All right, then. That's it. I was waiting to see if like somebody's gonna start yelling at me or not for hitting the button.
What?
Yeah. Oh, okay. What? Here we go.
Sightings.
So beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
So intense.
It is so intense. So intense that this section was sponsored by MC Pro Hosting.
That
so
was
intense.
Horrible.
So, like, actually intense, like physical tense, like MC Pro Hosting sleeps intense.
And a tent.
Like two TPs.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
So you can go to mcprohosting.com, and if you use the code SHAFTPODCAST, you can get 15% off your order. So, yes, mcprohosting.com.
.com.
MC Pro Hosting.
Okay, so we got a lot of links here. The first one here is, of course, the Rise of the Rebellion episode 1 and 2.
Yes.
Now on the Dead Workers Party channel, you can go watch it. We finally did it after, 4 years? Of
something like that.
And by the time this comes out, 3 will be out. 3 is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. I think Paradise Decay made this map in, 78, 79?
Yeah, 1979.
Yeah. I think they based the movies after...
After the Minecraft map.
Yeah.
That makes the most
idea,
sense.
Guys. This isn't good.
So anyway, go watch it if you haven't already. This next one here is the Minecraft Xbox 360 glitch. There's a secret room. This is a link to an article over at the GamerAnnex.com. Highlights an interesting discovery by Brethen in the Xbox 360 edition of Minecraft. Glitching through walls when you get up from a bed, you can use this to create a secret room over your bed.
Oh, yeah. So you get in. So there's a video in this article that you can see if you want to try this out.
Is this so the other three people you invited to your server can't get to your secret room?
Well, I mean, you could just dig your way into the room. But it's basically going on the trick of, like, you know, when you get out of a bed that's too short if the ceiling's too low.
Right.
Like, you know, when you suffocate. This one, you travel further.
Yeah.
Through a block.
I still don't get the reason for it. Like, the need.
There's not a need for it. It's just a fun glitch. Like, I don't know.
Like, real fun?
Yeah, it's like...
Like, do people have parties doing this?
Good time fun, really?
It is hilarious fun.
Wow.
What I'm really concerned about is the whole fact that this actually needed a whole article, not to mention a podcast to talk about it.
Yeah.
But this glitch was so awesome that Gamer Annex needed to talk about
it. This is a great glitch. I love this glitch so much. It makes me so happy.
Now we're going to do a song about it.
Better than beds in the nether.
Yeah.
But see, there's nothing better than that. Don't joke like that.
Don't joke. That's serious. That's serious.
Serious business. So when we get the guys on that do the Xbox 360 edition, we'll ask them about this glitch and say, did this change y'all's lives? Did y'all have parties about it? Hey, guys, come over. We found this cool glitch that they talked about on Gamer Annex. You got to see it. It's really cool. There's a bed.
Yeah, no, they probably did.
I don't think so.
We'll ask them.
Next, we have a video called All for One. Hotshosh MC has penned another parody, this time taking on Both of Us by B.O.B. and Taylor Swift. Bella Beth provided wonderful vocals, and Hod shows off some of his awesome machine gun rapping style. And in case you're wondering, this isn't the first time this song has had a Minecraft parody. The earlier one was highlighted in episode number 105.
Because we can't get enough of Taylor Swift.
This is a good, this is a good song.
And B.O.B.
Yeah, yeah, I love some B.O.B. But this is a really good one. He put this out right before PlayOnCon, before we left, and I really liked it. So there it is. Check it out.
Mark IRL in the chat room.
What up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Mark.
We should throw him on the call.
Yeah,
was in the chat room earlier, which was pretty cool.
And Zach Paragon's here. He was at PlayOnCon.
Oh yeah, he did a great motion graphics panel.
He's in the call, but he can't get in for some reason.
Oh really?
That guy.
Oh, he's not set up.
I think Brent needs to accept it or something.
I threw him in there. I'm doing my work.
So our next is a video called Burgers.
Is this like Burgers?
There's like five E's in there. Weed Lion brings us a Minecraft animation from the WTF end of the spectrum. Steve seems to have acquired a taste for burgers. In fact, looks a lot more like an addiction.
Yeah, this is cool. It's all huge. Uh-oh. Like giant. Yeah, it's a unique looking style. He's like, yeah,
Burgers.
It's short too. It's like under a minute long. What's next?
So he loves burgers.
Okay, so next we've got a video. This is called A Flower in the Wasteland. Joshua Mutter has created another great machinima in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Two friends struggle to survive. Is there any way for them to stave off despair in a world ravaged by something that we don't know? Anyway.
That's weird.
And last, is this the last one? Yes. So the last one is a link. This is Minecraft is now Minecrack, says local news everywhere. In a short article over at Kotaku, it highlights the fact that local news stations are jumping on the bandwagon about Minecraft's addictiveness, and features a 1-minute supercut of numerous news programs stating that some people refer to it as Minecrack.
That's original.
It's had like that.
Yeah.
Minecraft craze.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. So it's like a montage of like people all like
calling it Minecrack.
But like they don't really know what they're talking about. They're just like reading from a teleprompter, so they're all Minecrack. Are they actually saying Minecraft?
It's positive for once on the news.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess it's good news.
And Minecraft is addicting. I mean, come on, guys. Gotta love Good and all those guys.
Yeah.
I can quote whenever I want, man.
What's going on?
We were lolling.
This podcast is going downhill.
Wasn't there a show we were doing?
I think we're actually done with it.
Are we?
We're waiting for the housekeeper to...
No. She's always knocking something on something very soft and quiet.
Someone there? She?
Whoa! Come in!
Housekeeping!
Whoa!
What up, housekeeper?
Meet for pillow, Mr. Brent.
Didn't we see you at PlayOnCon? Didn't you clean our room?
No, I was in the pool.
Oh, you were in the pool. You're the one who grabbed me, huh?
You know, what's kind of funny is from last year's PlayOnCon, I had this bottle of purple stuff from the Pink Palace liquor store.
I remember that.
And it's just, and it looks like Jamaica, like Panama Jack on the front of like liquor bottle. And it was, no one would touch it, like not even us.
Yeah.
But I pulled it out of my bag this year because no one touched it last year. When we were leaving, the maids were walking down the aisle and they had it on their cart. Like
really?
They would go out and party in the woods with the Panama Jack later. I don't know. Yeah. And probably the cookout, because we left the grill down there for them.
Oh,
so
nice. Yeah, I
gave them a mint for their pillow.
Hit the Panama Jack there.
I have to say,
used it to clean the bathrooms.
Good point. So, yeah. Like, I did notice one thing. Like, the 4-H Center loved us. We're the first big event they've ever featured there. One of the biggest things they've ever had.
Oh.
So they're like kind of fond of us because, you know, we gave them a lot of money.
We're all clean, you know. I didn't see people like throwing
trash
everywhere.
You got to keep in mind who is normally there.
Yeah.
Normally, it is a bunch of Christian youth groups.
Oh, yeah.
And so, really,
they're
dirty.
They're dirty people, too.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they are.
Haven't you ever seen Christian mingle?
So, yeah. In particular, they were like, there's a bunch of cigarette butts put out over there. I can't imagine who would smoke cigarettes at PlayOnCon. But anyway.
And not put them out in the right place.
I know. I noticed some of the housekeepers were kind of giving me foul looks, you know, like, and so every time
I would, looks,
yeah, no,
how do you do that?
No, so but I would walk by them and I would try to be super sweet. I'd be like, thank you so much for your hard work, but you know, they're not paid enough to like be like the you know, smiling front men of the 4-H
but they were like, they were is it the Stepford Wives, or are they the all smiling, like,
yeah,
that's what they were whenever they came by us. They
not
were all
me.
Like super all right. Oh, they hated
I thought
you.
They were really friendly and nice, yeah, and stuff.
No,
and
many
like
of them
really
were
super fake, like, we have to be this way or someone's gonna kill us.
But I did watch several of them look very grumpy about, I'm sure there were some truly astounding things they found in those rooms when they went and cleaned them up.
Yeah, well, yeah, it wasn't like a chest locker locked to one of the beds.
Oh yeah, we had to fix that one.
Oops. What was in the chest?
Did the owner claim that they just like cut the chain?
No, they came back. They came back and got it. But what it was somebody was staying in the cottages and the cottages didn't lock. Yeah. Right? So if you wanted, so basically what he did was he took a trunk with a lock on it and then he chained it to his bed. Totally logical, right?
Yeah, like a bike chain or something?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
It works.
Is
that Van in the chat room, I see?
Was there like a human head inside?
No.
That's too bad.
That we know of.
There's a bottle of Panama Jack.
Oh, yeah.
It's Davy Jones' heart.
It's a bunch of moonshine.
Van put his blood, sweat, and tears into that grill, and they had to leave it.
Oh, that was a bunch
that
of moonshine.
That was the best video. If you guys haven't seen that video, it is so funny.
Which one?
The video of Van like assembling the grill.
Oh, yeah, that. No.
Attempting to assemble the grill.
Yeah, that's a funny
I story. Was on the floor dying, just about.
Yeah. My favorite part is when they're screwing in the rack on the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I'm going, yeah. Really? I'm like, I don't think that's what you're supposed to do there. So,
yeah.
Actually, Good wants to have a grill assembly competition next year. And what he wants to do is he wants to get some grills and then like have one person can read the instruction and the other person can put it together, but they can't face each other.
Is it like UGG tech?
Yeah, kind of like UGG tech, but grill.
But you see, if he did that, if he did that, if there was a whole community thing going on, then you have mini grills.
I know.
And then you guys can grill up all the burgers and hot dogs.
Grilling 100 hamburgers and hot dogs takes a lot more time than you would suspect.
Yeah, but if you got 5 people doing it, they're only got 20.
Yeah, if you got 5 grills,
make it into a game.
5 grills, 50 grills.
Like, who wants to grill the fastest burgers? Like, everyone's like, all the burgers are freaking raw.
Who could cook the most meat the fastest?
Yeah.
So maybe don't.
That's probably a bad idea.
It's not about getting the proper temperatures. It's about getting as many cooked as possible.
Yeah, maybe not grilled chicken.
Perfection.
Or the same team that built them just does the same thing for cooking them.
Now, the Piggly Wiggly, they loved us.
Yeah.
We went there, and they were like, y'all are our favorite customers of the day. And really? I was like, I was trying to get a shirt.
Everybody wanted Piggly Wiggly shirts for some reason.
Yeah, I'd never seen a Piggly Wiggly. I'm a California native, so it was really cool to see that they actually exist.
Yes.
Yeah, I hadn't seen one either. Yeah.
And the dolphins in the trees.
Yeah.
Those were cicadas.
The dolphins.
They might as well be birds.
I bet they sound like dolphins to the people from California.
Well, all you people that didn't go to PlayOnCon this year, shame on you, and
they probably had a good reason.
Justly jealous. There's no good reason.
Maybe they're missing legs.
You were there, Eric.
Yeah.
They could have. I was about to say something bad. I won't say it. But they could have. To you.
I know it's
there in the pool.
Tickets are already for sale.
In the Katamari. Yeah.
Katamari.
Nice.
So next year is a go, right?
Next year is a go. We came out in the black this year, including us. Like,
why does it got to get all racial all suddenly?
including the fact that we basically tapped out like some of our owners' bank accounts to like pay for last year, and we were able to pay them back the money that we owe them, and we still have some money left. And we got some good stuff planned for next year. And it should be a good thing. We will alert well in advance when the hotel rooms are going to be on sale.
Everyone can bring down the site when they do?
Yes. And we will probably raise the price on the regular hotel rooms just because there was such a high demand for them. However, we are going to be doing the overflow hotel with the shuttle. So, and it seemed to work pretty well this year.
What was the count? How many people went?
I think we had 480 this year. Which is down from last year, but we kind of, like, I expected a lot of people would be scared off by the whole camp thing. They just didn't get it, and now
scared off by the camp thing.
And now they'll realize that that they were stupid.
Well, I was trying to get a contention of folks who, especially the ones who really wanted the internets, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, it's kind of like what we were doing anyway. If we like drive in the morning, grab lunch or breakfast on the way, and then you know at night we can go. You know, partying or whatever, have like one sober driver to get us back to the hotel. And then we got internets, can upload stuff, go to sleep. But I don't know. I don't know if that works or not. But speaking of things that work.
What works?
Dead Workers Party Party.
Does that work?
That works. Yeah. It's official Columbus Day weekend. There's actually a page up on our website that you can go see and look for details for the deets, as some people like to call them. It's under events.
So basically, if you miss POC, you know, this is your second chance.
This is your second chance. It'll be October 11th through the 13th, and that's basically a Friday through Sunday. And basically, it's just our room out there with the stage, and there'll be tables for computers.
And I might see if I can't get the Artemis set up here.
Oh, wow.
And we can run some Artemis.
That was a cool game.
Yeah.
Google that if you don't know what that is. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
Okay. And we'll do the first Artemis Let's Play.
Yeah. We'll stream out some Artemis. It'll be awesome.
Oh, that'd be epic, yeah.
And we'll be doing, of course, Paradise Decay's A New Hope.
Oh, yes. That
And then Blue says that we have to do a
TF2 competition. TF2
tourney.
Yeah.
So
gotta do that. We'll have lots of Minecraft. We'll have
you almost won that, didn't you?
What?
The TF2 tourney. But then you got beat by somebody.
We gotta do a Smite tourney.
Or was that
too.
Us? Did we win? Who won?
I don't remember what you're talking about.
The TF2 tourney?
I didn't play in any TF2 tourney.
Yeah, you did.
Which one?
You went all medic and heavy.
I don't
it was
remember.
The 2v2?
Oh yeah!
Who was my partner? Was it was it
Moot? Was I there with Hilbert? Was it me? And, no. Who was I with? I think I was with Joe Hilbert.
Oh, is it? Yeah, yeah. I think me and Moot ended up winning that one.
Oh yeah.
So we got to get Moot and the rest of the Canucks down here for it, and see if we can get a double deuce.
Double.
Wait,
where are you going with this?
Double
news. Apparently the pooper. I don't know. So anyway, go to deadworkers.com, click on the events, and yeah, look at it. It's free.
Yeah, just so come on down. I mean, there's a hotel, right? We put everybody in a hotel.
We'll probably just do the Hilton again. Okay. Everybody seemed to like it. There's
downtown.
There's a few different hotels. I mean, if you want to pay $50 a night, you can get a hotel for that, or you can pay the standard $100 a night.
But there's a hotel right around the corner that we'll probably all be hanging out at, and that'll be fun.
Yeah,
like is that at Huntsville again?
Yeah, it's right here. You'll be here in our studio, and I mean, it'll be awesome. Games everywhere, and it is Canadian friendly.
It is.
Spencer said he's going to try to make it.
Is there going to be maple?
Will be maple. Yeah. We'll have some Canadian ham.
I'll try to get some of that ham. Some of that maple and bacon liquor.
We have hockey sticks.
I wanted to try that so badly.
It actually was not bad on its own.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's accepting of piñata Americans.
Yes, there will be. Yes. And actually, probably Jerry will be here.
Awesome.
Jerry.
Do you think you'll do another fundraiser?
Yes. We actually have some really terrible ideas that we might do, like an actual Kickstarter, where if we don't get the money, we don't do the thing. One of the things we're thinking about doing is bringing a barge up the river, like one of those hotel barges, and like parking it out in the river so that you can like spend the night on the barge.
That'd be nice.
I think Bitburner had a good idea to launch fireworks from the barge at the end or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
There's a fireworks shack.
Spike
right
had that
next
idea.
Do they make creeper fireworks in real life?
Did they make what?
creeper fireworks?
No, they don't do that.
To Google.
People did comment how many Minecrafters were there. That was really cool.
And I will like to say that. Yeah, that no matter what anybody says, I was the best at Galaga.
I was the best at Super Pac-Man.
That button worked just fine.
Yeah. It works.
Sun was in my eyes mostly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's terrible when that happens.
I know, I hate it.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to wrap up this episode. Big con review. Awesome people. Great time.
Hey. Thank you.
And, thank you all for joining the call.
It was great meeting y'all.
It was nice to meet everyone at PAC.
Yes.
Yeah. See y'all again next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone be there.
I'll be there.
I'll
be there. Maybe.
It's going to be sweet.
I hope to be there.
I'll probably
Katamari, too.
More than I did.
Never forget. Never forget. Katamari.
Show me on the Katamari where the Katamari touched you.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
What happened? I think it's dying.
You
can't see their cameras anymore. So it's
really
weird.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
This is crazy.
Wes, someone shot Wes?
Dead Workers Party Network. What the hell just happened?